BNY plans 24/7 settlement for tokenized U.S. treasuries by 2027. BNY, the largest custodian bank in the world, plans to enable continuous 24/7 settlement for both conventional and tokenized U.S. treasuries by 2027, according to a Bloomberg report circulated on July 24, 2026. The move would let institutions clear one of the most heavily traded assets on the planet at any hour, on any day, matching the always-on schedule that crypto markets have run on since inception. A settlement clock that never stops U.S. treasuries settle through infrastructure that observes banking hours. Trades executed on a Friday afternoon or over a holiday weekend wait until the next business day to finalize. That gap creates settlement risk, ties up collateral, and forces treasurers to hold buffers against timing mismatches. BNY's plan targets exactly that friction. Settlement that runs overnight on weekends and through market holidays. BNY custodies and administers a large share of global financial assets, so a change to how it settles treasuries is not a niche pilot. It signals that continuous settlement is being built into core institutional plumbing, rather than tested at the edges. The bank is applying the same schedule to conventional treasuries and their tokenized equivalents, treating the two as parts of one settlement system rather than separate tracks. Tokenization moves from pilot to plumbing. Tokenized treasuries have grown from a curiosity into a real market segment. On-chain money market and treasury products from asset managers have absorbed billions in deposits, drawing institutions that want yield-bearing collateral they can move on a blockchain. The bottleneck has been the bridge back to traditional settlement, which still closes at night. Pairing tokenized instruments with round-the-clock settlement removes one of the last reasons the two systems had to stay separate. This lands in a week thick with parallel signals. Ondo's Oasis Pro cleared SEC and FINRA hurdles for tokenized securities, and the London Stock Exchange laid out plans for 24/7 trading in 2027. Legacy finance is converging on the scheduled crypto set, not the other way around. The stakes for stablecoins and payments, tokenized treasuries, are the collateral backbone behind a growing share of stablecoins and on-chain cash products. When the underlying asset can only settle during banking hours, any stablecoin or payment product built on it inherits that constraint at the redemption layer, even if the token itself moves 24/7. Continuous treasury settlement closes that mismatch and makes on-chain dollar products behave more like the instant, always-on rails users already expect from a stablecoin balance they can spend. For the payments world, the second-order effect is liquidity that does not sleep. Firms settling large payments today often wait for markets to reopen before capital is fully available. A treasury layer that clears on Sunday changes the economics of holding collateral and could tighten the spreads baked into cross-border transfers. It also nudges the broader move toward tokenized cash that sits behind newer self-custody spending tools, where users hold assets in their own wallets and settle on-chain. The gap between plan and production, a 2027 target, is a plan, not a live system. BNY has not published a public technical rollout, and the Bloomberg report frames this as an intention rather than a shipped product. Round-the-clock settlement of a national debt instrument touches clearing operators, regulators, and counterparties who each keep their own hours and their own risk rules. Aligning all of them to a 24/7 clock is the hard part, and it is where similar ambitions have slowed before. There is also the question of what tokenized treasury settlement means in practice. Whether it runs on a public chain, a permissioned ledger, or an internal system that borrows the vocabulary of tokenization without the openness. That distinction will decide how much of this actually connects to public crypto rails versus staying inside a walled institutional network.